Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Yisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz accepting the Hachzakas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Dav Tes Zayin. The Gemara says towards the top, O mi neimer av nachmin vestis doi raisoi drabonon. Sokdrashi, Vestas de Raisa Drabonon, Hod de Kaimolon. This that we know, the boy Bedika Vishas Vesta, that she needs a Bedika at the time of the vest, de Raisa he? Is it a de Raisa? De Imloi Bodka Temeo, because if she didn't make a Bedika, she's Temeo. Rashi on Daf, Tesamat Aleph says it as two things, that she needs to make a Bedika, and Vim Boyoim Vesta Boloi Bodka Machsakina La Temeo. That Lashon I hear better, that it's two things. First of all, she needs to make a Bedika, and that if she didn't make a Bedika, it's Temeo. Vafilu Badka Achar Zman Umatzasa Tehoira. And even if she checked afterwards and she found that she's Tehoira, still she's Temeo. Da'irach Bizmanai Ba V'dam Chazoi V'nofal Lekarka. Because we say that Da'irach came Bizmanai and she really saw Dam and it just fell to the ground. Oid Rabbanon Hu Da'atzruchuha Vimlei Badka Tahiro. Or is this Din Bedika a Midrabanon, and if she didn't make a Bedika on the Yom HaVest, she is Tahiro. So Rashi's saying that the Shaila Vestas Deiraiser Drabanon is going on the Din Bedika. This that we know that a woman has to make a Bedika B'Shas Vesta, is that a Deiraiser or is that a Drabanon? If it's a Deiraiser, so then if she didn't make the Bedika, then she's Temeo, and it won't even help to make a Bedika Achar Zman and find that she's Tehoira, because we say Dam Chazoi V'nof al Lekarka. Whereas if Vestis Drabonon, then it's just a Din Bedika on the Yom HaVest, but if she didn't make a Bedika, she is Tehoira. However, you see that Tosfos obviously did not touch Vestis Deiraiser Drabonon in this way. Because in Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil V'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says that we paskin vestis drabanon, and he says at the end of Taisis, Hilkach, isha sheyesh lo ves v'lei bodka b'shas vesta, v'achgach bodka umatzasa tahira tahira lebaila. Therefore, a woman that has a vest and she didn't make a bedika b'shas vesta, and afterwards she made a bedika and she found that she's tahira lebaila. U'miu nire l'chatchila tzricha livdaik b'shas ha-vest. Zok Taisis a chiddish, that it's nire that l'chatrino she has to make a bedika b'shas ha-vest. So, you see from Taisvis that obviously he didn't touch that vestis deiraiser drabonon is going on the din bedika. Then it wouldn't be Taisvis chiddish that she has to make a bedika. That's what vestis drabonon means, that there's a chiyuv bedika midrabonon. So how did Taisvis touch vestis deiraiser drabonon? Zokta merei meisada, that Tosfos teiched, that it's going on, this that the Gemara says later on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, that from we learn out from Vizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitomasam mikan omer av yurmi azhar le b'nei Yisrael sheyifrishum in sheysein samach leveston, that there's a din prisha samach levest. Tosfos learned that that's what vestis deiraiser drabanan is going on. That din prisha, is that a deiraiser? Is it a real drasha? Or is that din prisha midrabanon? Like the Ran says in Shvuis on Aleph Amid Beis Bedapei Harif, that if vestis drabanon, then the whole din prisha is midrabanon, and that pasuk is an asmachta ba'alma. The Beis Yosef brings other rishonim like that also at the beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Dalid. So that's how Tosfos teiched vestis deiraiser drabanon, the din prisha samach levest. Is that a deiraiser or a drabanon? So why didn't Rashi learn that way? Zogin da achreinim, the Pischei Nida, and the Merei Mesoda earlier on Tezvav Amid Aleph, that Rashi holds that Lekulei Alma, even if you hold Vestis Drabonon, the Din Prisha is Midairaisa, as we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Tezvav. And it's mashma like that from Rashi in Hayrius Chesamid Beis, Dibra Maschel Preishman Anida. So that's why Rashi needed to explain that Vestis Dairaisa Drabonon is going on the Din Bedika. And with this, the Pischei Nida explains why Rashi said on Tesvav Amid Aleph by Vestis Dairaisa Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Demachzikina La B'Tumas Safik. According to the way we're learning in Taisus, where's the Mikar of Vestis Dairaisa? The Pasuk of Yizartem Es Bnei Yisrael Mitumasam. But according to Rashi, everybody's maskim to the Din V'Hizartim. The Din Prisha Samach LeVestis, even if you hold Vestis Rabbanon. So, where does the Mandam Vestis Dairaisa come from? Meaning this Din Bedika? And that if she doesn't make that Bedika, that she is Tameh? So at Rashi, that's a Halacha L'Meish M'Sinai. Halacha L'Meish M'Sinai T'machzikin Ala B'Tumas Safik. Rashi on Daf Tesamidal, Dira Maskel Vestis Dairaisa says, Oisa de Oisa Bedika, Shetzrichu Ali Isha, the Hibodik, Vishas Vesta, Dvar Toiro, who Halacha Lamashim Isinai, the Oirach Bismanai Ba, Vimboyim Vesta, Vlaibodka Maxikino Lotmea, the Kamon Meparakalayad. So the Halacha Lamashim Isinai said two things. A, that there's a Chi of Bedika, and that if she doesn't make a Bedika, we're Maxikino La, B'tumas Safik. And the Hezber Advarim says the Pischei Nida, based on the words of his Rebbe, the Noidim Yehuda in Kama Simen Nun Hei, that just like the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chavches is mechalik between Shema Meis and Shema Yomus. If a person has a Cheskes Chai, we're not afraid that maybe he died, but we are afraid Shema Yomus, because Chazakah doesn't tell you on the future. So therefore, when it's B'shas the Vest, we're Choshish that she will see. On that, the Cheskas Taira that she has, the Chazaka de Meikara, cannot tell us that she will not see. So we have to be Choshish, Kol Rega Varega, that she will see. So he has to be Pirish. And that's a Din Dairaisa. But La'achar She'ovar HaVest, if you want to know, are we Choshish Shema Ro'asa, did she already see? Did she see? On that we say, no, you have a Chazaka de Meikara, a Cheskas Taira, we're not Choshish Shema Ro'asa. And this works in the Rambam Shita as well. As we said, that the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Tes Milchus Yisurei Bia Paskins Vestis Drabonon and still in Halacha Yud Beis, he says that V'osr loy la'odam sh'yavei alishtoi somuch levestor shematira dam b'shas tashmish shenemar v'izartim es b'nei yisomi tumasam. It's mashma from the Rambam that the Din Prishas Deiraisa, he brings a pasuk. So l'fizeh, it's very geshmak, because even though Vestis Drabonon, the Din Prisha is midairaisa. Rab Chaim in Sefer also learns in the Rambam that the Chi of Prisha is Midai Raisa, even though Vestis Drabonon. Ayin Shom, he has a different Hezber than the Noid of Yehuda. And Al Derech Zeh, the Chaviz Das in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Seif Sif Katan Gimel, also says along the lines of Rab Chaim. But, as we said, Taisvis, that says that the din bedika, if you hold Vestis Drabonon, miu nira lechatchilo tzricha livdek b'shas havest, Vaistois Toisus learned that the Shaila Vestis Dairaisa or Drabonon is going on the Chi of Prisha, and it works out beautifully in the Shitasam. Because Toisus on Tesvav Amid Aleph at the bottom asked that how could Rabbi Bar Bachana say that if the husband came home, afilu, Higia Shas Vesta, he came home even though the Shas Vesta already arrived, Nami Muteres, because Vestis Drabonon, Fractasis, what happened to the din of Izartem, that Azar al-Vanei Sol, Shifishum and Shesein, Samach Leveston, Zaktatisa Rosh, so Kolshkain, if the vest passed already, for sure, you have to be Chayshish. So Vice Dois from Taisis Kasha, that he doesn't agree with the Neid of Yehuda's Yisoid. According to the Neid of Yehuda, it's not a Kasha. Yeah, there's a Chi of Prisha, but over here we're talking Lacha Shavra Vest. So you see, Taisa doesn't agree with the Neid of Yehuda's Yisoid. So, Oy Bazoy makes a lot of sense that Taisa holds, like those Chevel Rishonim, that the Beis Yosef brings, and Simakuf Pei Dalit Siv Beis, that if you hold Vestas Rabbanon, the Chiyuv Prisha is only Midrabbanon. And the Pasuk of Hizartem is only an Asmachta Ba'alma. So therefore, Taisus can very well explain that Vestas Deiraiser Drabbanon is going on the Chiyuv Prisha. Very geschmack. The problem is, Lefi Zeh, we're saying that Rashi holds that the Chiyuv Prisha is Midairaiser Lekulei Alma. So now, when it comes to the Gemara Yevamis, Samach Beis Amid Beis, that says, Vomram Yeshua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Liftkai des Ishtai B'sha Shehu Yotzei Laderech, Shenemar V'yodato Kishalim O'alecha V'goymer. And the Gemara says that HaMeihacha Nafka, Meihasom Nafka, V'alishech Tshukaseich, Melamit Shehu Yisha M'shtei Kekas Al-Baila B'sha Shehu Yotzei Laderech. So we already know from there that he's mechuyev lifkei des ishtoi. Amar Rav Yosef loy nitzrucha ela samach levesta vekama amar Rava oina. Zok the Gemara, the chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Levi is that even if he's yotzei laderech when it's samach levesta, but still he's chayev lifkei des ishtoi. Zok Rashi, what does that mean? Lefakto betashmish. That there's a heter tashmish when he's yotzei laderech. And the problem is that if Rashi's shita is that the din of hizartem is an iser d'oraisa, how in the world can we be matar an iser d'oraisa because the isha is mishtekekes al baila? How's that matar an iser d'oraisa? Other Rishayim, Taisus over there says, no, the pkid of the Gemara doesn't mean tashmish. It means other inyone kirva, chibuk v'nishuk, to be mefayis her bedvarim, but it doesn't mean tashmish. So, pashtus, you understand that the only way to understand Rashi that says that there's a heter tashmish is if the chi of prisha, l'mandomar vestis drabonon, which we paskin like is a dindrabonon. So the rabbonon were mater their iser when b'shashi mishtekekes al baylo by yetzei laderech they put aside their iser drabonon. But if we're saying that Rashi shita is that lekulei alma, even if you hold vestis drabonon, that the chi of prisha is a deraisa, what happened to this or deraisa here? How can we just be mater and iser deraisa because she's mishtekekes al baylo? So the Ritva in Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches, says that even if the Chi of Prisha is Midairaisa, still we're Matir Tashmish Bisha Shehu Yotzei Laderech. And the way he's Masber it is that Upkido Dahasam Nami Midairaisa Gemirilo Shahakosov Mavtichoi Shalayovai Bekach Lidechet Shatira b'shas tashmish. V'haynu dekom akro fokadeto navcha v'loy secheto. The pasuk is avtacha. It says that if a person is poike des ishtoi b'shoshu yotzei laderech when she's mishtekekes al baila, so then stuck the pasuk fokadeto navcha v'loy secheto. The pasuk is giving a avtacha that he won't come lidechet, and therefore it's mutter. Gevaldig chiddush from the Ritva. The Netziv in Hemek Shela in Shilta Pei Tesiv Katan Dalid wants to say a chiddush that since the Isha's Mishtaikekes al Baila when he's Yotzei Laderech, so it's Chal on him a Chiyuv Oina, which is a Mitzvah Asei Dairaisa, and an Asei that's Bekumba Asei is Doicha Asei that's Beshev Al Tasei, just like there's a Klal Asei Doicha Lois Asei. So here we have an Asei that's Bekumba Asei Oina. We have an assay that's b'shev al tasei v'zartem esprei shomi tumasam to be pirish. So the assay of oina is doicha the assay that's b'shev al tasei of v'zartem. He has a problem with this from the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Mem Amud Aleph Ayin Sham. Next inyan. The Gemara says bo minei Rav Nachman vestis deiraisei drabonon. Omar lehu mida omar huna chavrin mishmei derav. Isha sheyesh lo vest v'higia shas vesta v'lei bodka v'lebesayf ro'asa cheyesheshes lo vesta v'cheyesheshes n'riyasa alma vestis d'oraisa. Since Huna, our friend, said in the name of Rav that if a woman has a vest and the shas vest came and she didn't make a bedika, and in the end, in her first bedika, after the vest passed, says Rashi, then she saw by that bedika. So she has to be chayshashas for her vest, and she also has to be chayshashas for the riyah. So you see, vest is dairaisa. Zokt Rashi. Ula besoif roaso bebdika rishayna shabotka atzma lachar zmanu matzosa temeya. Chayshashas levesta v'chayshashas leriyasa. Im zman vesta koydem eis le'eshel riyasa. If the zman avest is more than 24 hours from her riyah, mintamin on tairis, demi vesta v'eloch. So we're tame all the tairis from the shas avest and on. Dilma bizmanoi ba, because maybe it came bizmanoi. Important word in Rashi, dilma. It's only a maybe. V'im eis le'eshel riyasa koydem levesta. But let's say the 24 hour period from the Rio is before the vest. Let's say the vest was a Tuesday night, and she saw Wednesday morning. So, the Gemara brings a raya from here that vestis doiraisa. What's the raya that vestis doiraisa from the fact that we're saying that she has to be choshish sai from the shasa vest if the vest was earlier than the meis leis, and also that she has to be choshish for meis leis? What's the raya? So the Marsha explains bedas Rashi that the Gemara holds over here in the Lishna Kama that if you hold vestis to Rabbanon, there would be no din that to be choshish from the shasa vest. There's no such din that if she finds dam now that she has to be choshish that this dam is from the shas havest, and the fact that it says chayshashas levesta is a raya that vestis deiraisa. So Rashi's bothered. So if vestis deiraisa, so then why did we need to say that if she was botka and she found dam, then she's tameya? Rashi said earlier, if vestis deiraisa, then we say that even if she checks afterwards and she finds that she's tahira, she's still tame, because we say dam chazoy v'naf alikarka. So Rashi v'kosalka daitach tu adin nami in bodka umatzasa tahira d'cheisheshes levesta. The Gemara thinks that hu adin, if she would have checked and she found that she's tahira, she'd also be cheisheshes levesta. The hoda nokat rasa. The only reason why we chapped on to rasa, that we mentioned rasa mishem deboi lemeimar v'cheisheshes neriyasa. Because since it also wants to say the other half that she's chesheshes l'riyasa, that let's say the vest was within 24 hours. It was only 12 hours ago. So she has to be chesheshes meis le'eis from the Ria. So since we want to bring out that chiddush, that we do pull back the tumah even earlier than the shasa vest, you would have thought that no, if we say that the dam came from the vest, not earlier. And that we're saying no. We are chayshashas liriyasa, but avada, the fact that she's chayshashas levesta, that would be true even if she wouldn't have been roasa, because vestis deiraisa. So you see from Rashi that even though we're saying vestis deiraisa, still Rashi says that we're metami the tires to mi vesta ve'eloch dilma bismanoi ba, because maybe it came bismanoi. This is Rashi l'shitasai that said on Tesvava Med Aleph halacha l'moishem yisinai demachzekino lo b'tumah safik. The din of vestis deiraisa is only a tumah safik. It's not a vadai. Zokt Rashi, it's only a dilma bismanoi ba. Ika da amri hachi komar le. This is what Rav said. Taima de roasa haloi roasa ein chayshishin alma vestis rabbanon farkert. Since it says that she only has to be choshish if she was roasa, but it sounds like if she would be loy roasa, she wouldn't have to be choshish for the vest. So it's a raya that vest is to rabbanon. So according to the Marsha's cheshbin, the Lishna Basra is arguing on the Lishna Kama and saying that even if vest is to rabbanon, if she's bodko matzasa temeya, she's temeya from the shasa vest. So we have a machlokes between the two lishainas of the Gemara, according Aliba de Rashi, the way the Marsha is learning. If you hold vestis drabanon, what's the din if the vest passed, she didn't make a bedika, now by her first bedika, she checks and she finds that she's temeya? Do we say that she's temeya from the shasa vest or not? The first lashon holds no, and the second lashon holds yes. The Gemara's mamshich, Itmar isha sheyesh lo ves vigia shas vesta v'loy bodka ule besoif bodka, and the end she was baidik. Omar Rav, bodko umatzasa tameo tameo, tahira tahira. If she checked after the vest and she finds that she's tameo, then she's tameo. If she finds she's tahira, then she's tahira. Shmuel Omar, filu bodko umatzasa tahira, nami tameo, but nebnei shahirach bismanoi ba. Leimo bevestis komifli. Yizak de gemara lechair, they're arguing in vestis. Demar sovar deiraiso, Shmuel holds that vestis deiraiso, so therefore even bodko umatzasa tahira is also tameo. Umar Sovad Rabbanon, and Rav holds that no, only Bodko Matzasa Tameya, she's Tameya because he holds the Rabbanon. Meaning, like the second Lashon. Rav would only fit, in this Hesber, would only fit with the second Lashon. What's the first Lashon going to do? How's the first Lashon going to learn? Zokta Marsha, the first Lashon of the Gemara is going to hold, like Rav Zeira says now. Om Rav Zeira, Dekulei Alma Vestis Deiraisa. No. Really, Rav and Shmuel both agree Vestis Deiraisa. Kansha Bodka Atzma Kashir Vest. Kansha Loi Bodka Atzma Kashir Vest. Zokt Rashi, that everybody, even Rav, is Moida, that Vestis Deiraisa. And this that he said, Matzasa Tahira Tahira, that's when she checked. Bashir Vest Shal Vesta, she checked immediately after the vest. So then we say definitely if there would have been dam there by the vest, she would have found it. Now, because she made an immediate bedika. And Shmuel holds, no, she's still Tameya, because we say, Oirach Bezmanoi Ba, since she didn't check Bashas Vest Mamish. What does it mean, Kan Shaloi Bodka Atzma Kashir Vest? That means, this that Rav said earlier, Vestis Doiraisa, according to the first Lashon, we said that Rav holds Vestis Deiraisa and she's Tameya, even according to Rav, that's where she didn't make a Bedika Bashir Vest. And afterwards she made a Bedika and she found that she's Tahira, then she's Tameya. So Zokta Marsha, that according to the first Lashon, that holds that if you hold Vestis Rabban on even Bodko Matsasa Tameya, she's still Tahira from the time of the vest. She's only Tameya Mikanu Laba. But she's not Tameya Mishas Vesta, then you have to learn, like Rav Zeira saying in Rav, that Bodko Matsasa Tameya is going in Vestis, Rav holds Vestis Deiraisa and is talking about where she made a Bedika Bashir Vest, and if she found Dam immediately, then she's Tameya. But if she would check immediately and find no Dam, then she would be Tahira. The Gemara is Mamshich and says, Rav Nachman Rayitzok Omar Bevestis Gufayu Kamiflagi, he says like the first way. The Rav and Shmuel are arguing in Vestis itself, the Marsov Vestis Deiraisa, Marsov Vestis Drabonon, that like the Gemara's second Lashon, that if that Rav could hold Vestis Drabonon, and still Badko Matsasa Tameya Tameya. Om Rav Sheshes Kitanoi, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Tameya Nida, Rav Yeshua Oimer Tibodek, that this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether Vestis Deiraisa or Drabonon is totally na machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer says that if the Shas Vest came and she didn't make a Bedika, she's automatically Tameya because he holds Vestis Deiraisa. And Rabbi Shua holds Tibodek Zokrashi, Tibodek Lachar Vesta. She should make a Bedika after the vest. Matsasa Tameya Tameya, Mishas Vesta, Tahira Tahira. So Rashi explains, Rabbi Yeshua, that he holds Vestis Rabbanon, and Bodko Matzasa Tameya is Tameya. Now, obviously, Rashi's being Mefaresh, Rabbi Yeshua, like the second Lashon, because the Gemara is saying, Om Rav Sheshes Kitanoi, he's going back on what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, that Rav and Shmuel are arguing Vestis Deiraiser Drabanon, and Rav said Bodko Matsasa Tameya Tameya, on that Rav Shesha says Kitanoi, so Rashi's Mefaresh, that what does Rav Yeshua mean when he says Tibodek? He means she should make a Bedika, and if she checks and finds that she's Tameya, she's Tameya. But obviously, according to the first Lashon earlier, that says that if you hold Vestis Drabanon, that even if she checks and she finds that she's Tameya, she's still Tahira, then you can't learn Rabbi Yeshua's words like that. So what does Rabbi Yeshua mean, Tibodek, according to the Lishna Kama? So L'chayra, you have to say, like the Ran says in Shvuas, on Daf Hei Omer Aleph, Bedapei Harif, that Tibodek just means that the Ein L'cha Chaymer Acher Bevestis Ela Shetzarech Bediko B'Shas HaVest. Tibodek means, Zok Rabbi Yeshua, No, you're saying that Vestas Doiraisa, that if she didn't make a bedika, she's Tamea. No, Tibodek. It's just a dim bedika, b'shasa vest, and that's it. But Eifin, that what Rabbi Yeshua means in Tibodek is gufa toli in the tula shyness of what Vestas Rabbanon holds. According to the first Lashon, Vestas Rabbanon holds that all there is a din bedika b'shasa vest v'zehu. If the vest passes, she's tahira. Even if she's going to be bodko matzasa temeya, she's still tahira mishasa vest. It's just a din bedika b'shasa vest v'zehu. And that's what Tibodek means. Make a bedika b'shasa vest. If you hold that, like the second Lashon, Badko Matzasa Temeya, she's Temeya, then the Taitch of Rabbi Shua is Tibadek. She should go make a Bedika La'achar Vesta. There's a Chi of Bedika La'achar Vesta, and if she checks and she finds that she's Temeya, then she's Temeya, Tahira, Tahira. So we have a Yesaitis Dika Machloikis between the two Lashonis of the Gemara, according to Rashi. Within the Tzad of Vestas Drabanon, is it just a Din Bedika Ba'alma? Bishasa vest, but imloi bodka, she's tahira, or is it the chi of bedika continues if she didn't make a bedika bishas vest, she has a chi of bedika lachar vest, she's tibodek, she's mechuyev to make a bedika lachar vest, and if she checks and she finds that she's tameo mishasa vest, and it fits beautifully that with what Rashi says at the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph, when he's Masber the Tzad, Avestis Drabonon, Sokt Rashi, Oy Drabonon hu datsruchuha, v'imloi bodka tahira. If she didn't make a bedika, she's tahira. How does that fit with what Rashi says later on by Rabbi Shua, that says tibodek, she's mechuyev to make a bedika? Or earlier Rashi said imloi bodka tahira. The answer is, Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara was being mefarish, like what the Gemara held in the beginning, that Vestas Drabonon means Imlai Bodka Tahira. That's the initial understanding. That's the way the Gemara understands in the Lishna Kama. So Drashi Imlai Bodka Tahira. And the Fizet's also very good that Rashi Lishi Tosai, as we're going to see soon, that Taisis doesn't learn the Sugya over here on Tezayim Arman Aleph like Rashi. But the way Rashi's learning, there's a Tzad that Vestas Drabonon holds, it's just the Din Bedika B'Shasa Vest V'Zehu. So the Fizet, it's very good. Rashi on Tesvav Amar Aleph learns that when Rabba Bar Bar Chana says, Afilu higi ashas vesto nami muteres, kosovar vestis drabonon, zokt Rashi, vestis drabonon, hitzichua chacham livdek b'yein vest Hashem atira, tire, umiu, heicho dolei havo b'ir v'lei adino ni bodko lei bodko lei misafkinu la betuma. And all the Rishonim are bothered. How could Rashi say that if the vest passed, that she's muteres? Rabbi Shua says over here, tibadek. Rabbi Shua says there's a chi of bedika after the vest. And until she makes that bedika, she's asura. So how could Rashi say the Rabba Bar Bar Chana that holds vestis drabanon holds that even if he gi ashasa vest, the husband comes home, she could be sleeping, and it's mutter. What happened to there's a chi of bedika after the vest, even if you hold vestis drabanon? The answer is that's only the taich of tibodek in Rabbi Yeshua according to the Lishna Basra. But according to the Lishna Kama, tibodek just means, like the Ran says in Shavuos, it's just a chi of bedika, b'shasa vest. V'zehu, once the vest passed, she's mutter. So Rashi's being mefarish, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, that Rabba Bar Chana holds like the Lishna Kama, that it's just a chi of bedika, and therefore, l'achar she'ovar vest, she's muteris. Beautiful. So now, when we get to Rav Yochanan on Tesvava Midbeis that says that Amar Rav Shmuel Mishmed Rav Yochanan Isha Sheyesh Lo Vest Baila Mechashiv Yemei Vesto Uba Aleha, he says that no, she's if the vest came, she's not automatically muteris. The husband has to make a cheshbon if there was enough of a time lapse for her to have been able to go to the mikvah, and then she's muteris. So what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? So really, you could learn Rabbi Yochanan in one of two ways. Either you can say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Lishna Basra over here. The Lishna Basra is saying that Tibodek in Rabbi Yeshua means that there's a Chi of Bedika. Even if the vest passed, Chazal said that she's Osir until she makes a Bedika. So could be Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Lishna Basra, and therefore she's only going to be Muteres with atzad that maybe she was tavla, because then you have a suffik rasa, a suffik loy rasa, plus a suffik tavla, so you have a sveik sveika. Is that the pshat in Rabbi Yechanan? Or you could learn Rabbi Yechanan, like the way we learned in the shir on Daf Tezvav, that Rabbi Yechanan holds vestis doy raisa, and Rashi taich talocha lomayshim isinai demachsekin ala betumas suffik, that vestis doy raisa is only a suffik, it's not a vadai, and therefore a suffik tvila could be mitzi midei suffik rasa. It's a sveik sveika, even if you hold vestis doy raisa. So really, you can learn Rabbi Yechanan one of two ways. I think from the Stimas Rashi on Tesvava Midbeis, he doesn't say a word in Rav Yechanan that Rav Yechanan holds Vestis Drabanon, and he holds like the Lishna Basra later on. The only thing Rashi told us until now on Tesvava Mid Aleph was that if you Vestis Deiraisa is a suffix, and if you hold Vestis Drabanon, she's Muteras Miyad. Then you get to Rav Yechanan on Amid Beis and says that a suffix Tvila, it's Maitzim Midei Suffix Rasa, Rashi doesn't add any Hezber. So L'chayr, the Stimas Rashi is Mashma. And that's how the Aruch Laner learns in Rashi, that Rav Yechanan holds Vestis Deiraisa, and Vestis Deiraisa is only a suffik, and therefore a suffik tvila could be mitzi from this suffik roasa. So this is Shitas Rashi, Zer Geshmak. However, Toisis in Dibur HaMaschil, Alma Vestis Deiraisa, over here on Tezayin Amid Aleph, argues on Rashi and says, he asks, "Vim toimar heyach roitzel loichiach the vestis deiraisa." How does the Gemara want to prove that vestis deiraisa? V'aloy afilu yvestis drabonon kivon deroaso achshav temeo gamiz mana vesmi sofik. The Gemara said in the first lashon, we have a woman that the vest passed. She didn't make a bedika on the vest, and now the first time she makes a bedika after the vest passed, she found dam. So it says, Cheshesh levesto v'cheshesh l'riyosa. Alma vestis doiraisa. Fractosis, from the fact that it says Cheshesh levesto, you have a raya that vestis doiraisa, even if you hold vestis drabonon. If she made a bedika and she finds that she's temeya, she's temeya. So the Marsha said, Vidas Rashi, no. The Lishna Kama doesn't hold like that. Lishna Kama holds even Bodku Matsasa Temeya, she's still Taira Mizman Vest. But you see, Taisa is not willing to accept that. That's a Dover Pashit to Taisvis, that if you hold Vestis Rabbanon Avada Bodku Matsasa Temeya Temeya. So what's the Rai of the Gemara? V'yesh Loimar says, Taisa is Hani Mili the Tyrus, Aval Mikokelis Lemignon Olehavi. So Taisa is that even if you hold Vestis Rabbanon Avada, if she's Bodko Matsasa Temeo, she's Temeo. But that's only as far as Tyrus are concerned. All the Tyrus that she was Isaac in back till this Manavest were Cheshish for Tumma. However, she's not Mikul Kalis Leminyona. As far as her minion, when does she start counting the 7 days of Nidus and then there'll be the 11 days of Ziva after that? When does the count start from? So, Aktaisis Avada, if you hold Vestis Drabonon, we're only going to start counting from the Shas Haria. And Cheshesh Levesta v'Cheshesh L'Riyasa means that she's Mekulkelis L'Minyana, as Taisis explained in the top Taisis in his second Teretz, that's the type of Cheshesh Levesta v'Cheshesh L'Riyasa. So that's only true if Vestis Deiraisa. Vestis Deiraisa, now she's a Mekulkelis L'Minyana. We're not sure. Did the Riyah happen now? Or did the Riyah happen from the Shas HaVest and she's messed up? She has to be Cheshish both ways. But if you hold Vestis Drabonon Avada, the Minyan only goes from the Shas HaRiyah and it's only a Chumra, as far as Tyrus are concerned, that Bodko Matsasa Temeya is Temeya. But Lefize, the Ika Da'amri that says that Hachi kamar le taima deroasa holoi roasa ein chayshishin almo vestis drabonon. The second lashon holds no. It can't be that Rav meant vestis deiraisa, because then even if she would have been loi roasa, you should still be chayshish. So obviously Rav holds vestis drabonon, and still he's saying chayshishas the vest of chayshishas the riasa, that she's mikolkelis leminyana. So according to Taisus, the machlekes the two lashonis are, if you hold vestis drabonon, do you say that she's Mekulkelis L'Minyana if the first time she checks after the vest, she sees, the first Lashon holds that she only counts from the Shas HaRiyah, and not from the Shas HaVesta. And the second Lashon holds that even if Estes Rabbanon, she's Mekokeles L'minyano, we're Chayshish, that maybe she saw from the Shas HaVesta, and she has to count Misafik both ways. But that's a Dover Pashit to Taisis, that if you hold Vestis Drabonon, Avada Bodko Motsasa Temeya is Temeya. So the Chayra, Taisis will learn that when Rabbi Shua and the Brisa says Tibodek, it means she should go make a Bedika now, and if she's going to be Bodko Motsasa Temeya, she's going to be Temeya. So if so, there's a question that why didn't Taisis on Tesvava Med Aleph ask on Rabbi Bar Bar Chana from our Gemara? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says in the Pashup Shat that if the husband comes home after was Higia Shas Vesta, Nami Muteres, Kasavra Vestis Drabonon, so Taisis Asakasha from the Gemara in Shvuis, and the Gemara later on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, that says that there's a Chi of Prisha Samach Levest. So if there's a Chi of Prisha Samach Levest, so certainly if the vest passed already, Zakta Taisa Rosh, she should certainly be Aser. Other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, they asked the Kasha from the Gemara Tazayin Aban Aleph, that Rabbi Shua says Tibodek. So you see that there's a Chi of Bedika after the vest, and until she makes a Bedika, she's Aser. So why didn't Taisvis ask the Kasha from the Gemara Tazayin Aban Aleph? I'm assuming that if Taisvis holds that according to all the Shainis, that's a Dover Pashit, that Bodko Matsasa Temeya Temeya. That means you're saying if she made a bedika after the vest, even if you hold vestis drabonon, she's tameh from the shasa vest. We are choishish that it did come from the vest. So it makes sense that she should have a chiyuv bedika after the vest. If there's taka din that if she found dam, we're choishish that it came from the vest. So that means we do have choshes, even la'achar ha'maisa, that it came from the vest. So l'chayra, I'm assuming that Taisus would learn that Tibodek in Rabbi Shua doesn't just mean like the Ran says in Shvuas that, oh, ein lecha chaymer acher, except to make a bedika b'shas havest. No, lechayra it means that she should make a bedika. And if she finds damn that she's Temeya, she's Temeya. Maybe it's not muchach. Maybe even if you hold that bodko matzasa Temeya Temeya, but there's no chiv to make a bedika lechatchila. The Tshuvis Veshava Koyin in Simila Medalit Taka says like that, that Tosis holds there is no Din Bedika Lechatchila. However, the Pardes Rimonim in Pischei Nido Din HaVestis Ois Beis Nemzon, that even Tosis agrees that there is a Din Bedika Lechatchila. So how come Tosis didn't ask from that Din Bedika? Zok the Pardes Rimonim, because you could learn that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's Halacha is talking about where she was Yeshena. And there's a svara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph and the Balei HaNefesh Laharayvid in Shar HaSfira VaBedika Simen Gimel and Ois Yud Aleph learns Pshat and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana like that, that the reason why she's Muteres is because we're talking about where she's Yeshena Deloy Mitzaharinon La Hoyulu Vestis Drabonon. Since Vestis are Drabonon, we're not Mitzahar her to have to wake her up. There's a svara mentioned in the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that we're not mitzayer her if she's sleeping to have to wake up to make that bedika. If she's awake, then yes, then she has to make the bedika. But if she's sleeping, then we're not mitzayer her to wake her up. So therefore, Taisus did not have a kasha from the din bedika on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, because we can say we're talking about where she's Yeshena. Therefore, Taisus asks from the Din V'Hizartim that we see there's a Din Prisha Samuch Levest. So, Kol Shekein Lachar She'over HaVest, that she's Asura, so even if she's Yeshena, it should be Asur Lavo Yaleha because of this Din that we're Chayshish, that she had a Riyah. May Inyan Le'inyan Ba'isai Inyan. We mentioned that the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, all ask from this Din of Rabbi Shua of Tibodek, that you see that according to the Mandomer Vestis Rabbonon, La'achar She'ovar HaVest, she is Asura Ad She'tivdoik. They asked from that Din of Rabbi Shua onto Rabbi Bar Bar Chanon, Daf Tezvava Med Aleph, that how could he say that Vestis Rabbonon says that she's Motar Afilu Higia Shas Vesta. But I thought she's Asura Ad She'tivdoik. So on this kashya, there's many answers given in the Rishonim. One answer is what Tosfos says on Tesvav Amud Aleph, that Enochanami, Rava Bar Bachana, was not matir immediately la'achar shavar avest. He's only matir if Bailo mechashiv yemei vesta, the Baal has to make a cheshbin if enough days passed that she could have gone to the mikveh, even if she had a riyah, and only then she's mutter, because then you have a sfeik sfeika. But Enochanami, otherwise she's mutter. But according to Rashi, that's mashma, that the het of Rabbi Bar Bachana is miyad, and the rif in Shvuis we mentioned, and the Rambam in Perek Dalet Alachotes Milchas Yisurei Bia, their mashma that the heter is miyad, so you can't say that teretz. So according to the rif and the Ramban says on Tesvavim and Aleph, this that Rabbi Yeshua is matzucha b'dika l'achar shavar avest is dafka l'tairis v'loy m'baylo. It's only a din l'tairis, but not l'baylo. L'baylo, she does not need a b'dika. As is Dr. Ramban. According to the Ran, on the Rif and Shvuas, on Heomet Aleph, as we mentioned, Tibodek, the Rif and the Rambam learns, Dr. Ran, and we can say that in Rashi also, as we said, means that the Chachomim were Mesakin, Achiyah B'dika, B'shas HaVest alone. That Tibodek means Tibodek, B'shas HaVest, but it doesn't mean Lach HaShavar HaVest. There's a fourth answer, as we mentioned, from the Ravid and Balei HaNefesh and Sharasfira Vabdiko Simon Gimel. The Rabbi Bar Bachana is talking about an Isha that's Yeshena, and the Chachomim were not Mechayiv to wake her up and be Mitzayah her in order for her to check herself. A fifth answer is the Baal Amor and his Asagis over there on the Ravid and Oish Zion explains with the Yisoid that the Gemara says on Yud Beis Amud Aleph that Kivan de Tava Ein Lecha Bedika Gedoyla Mizu. That when a husband comes home from a trip and he's teveah her for tashmish, that tviya alone is ein lecha bedika gedayla mizu, as Rashi explains over there. Di'imai kimla de tahira hi havibadka. If not for the fact that it was clear to her that she was tahira, she would check. So the fact that she's agreeing to tashmish, that itself is the biggest raya that obviously she's tahira and she had no hargashas dam. She would have remembered if she had hargashas dam and she would tell her husband. So according to the Baal Amor, Farkert, the heter of Rava Bar Bachana is only by Eira, not by Yeshena. According to the Ravid, the heter is only by Yeshena, because we're not mitzayer her to wake her up. According to the Baal Amor, it's Farkert, the heter is only by Eira, because Kivan Detava in the Chabedika G'dayla Mizu. The Ramban says another Mahalach, that Inami Kivan Deloy Adinon Toilin Shema Bodko Umatza Tahar, Oysha Loy Roasa V'Hoysa Tahira. Mishum Hachi Muteres. Dr. Ramban, that the reason why Rabbi Bar Bachana is Matir, what happened to the Din Bedika? He says, since we don't know, we're Toila that maybe she made a Bedika and she found herself to be Tar. Or maybe she didn't see and she's Tar. We have a Tziruf of, first of all, maybe she made a Bedika and she found that she was Tar. Or even if she didn't make a Bedika, but maybe she never saw. And therefore, she's muteres. The second thing that the Ramban is saying, I don't understand. He's saying, or maybe she didn't make a bedika, but she didn't see. But Chazal said that until she makes a bedika, she's asura. It doesn't help me that she didn't see. She needs to make a bedika, and until she makes the bedika, she's asura. The first thing that the Ramban says is that we say that maybe she made a bedika. We have a right to rely that maybe she made a bedika. We're dealing with an Isser Drabanan here. So we could rely that maybe she made a bedika. But the second thing is, or maybe she didn't see. What does he mean? Or maybe she didn't make a bedika, but she didn't see? But a kolzman, she didn't make a bedika. Chazal answered her. I'm not sure what the Ramban means with that. There is another mechudish dike mahalach that the Ritva mentions, the Rashba and the Ritva, that some want to say that what Rabbi Bar Bachana means is that even b'shas the vest itself, it's mutter for a bamin aderach lovay alishtai. Not only if the shas vest already passed, they want to say a tzad that even if he comes back mamish b'shas avest, she's mutter. I would happen to the chiyuv pisha b'inas avest, but they were makel for a bamin aderach, just like the chachamim were makel on by a yotzei laderach that it's mutter leilifkei nesishtai samach levesta, like the gemara says in Yevamis. Like those Rishonim, that it means even that there's a heter tashmish, so too Chazal were mekel by a bum in Aderech. However, the Ritva says that you should not be samech to be mekel like this shita, because if the Chachamim were matir, abomin aderach, lovay alishtoi, af ba'inas havest, then the Gemara should have been mazkir b'mefurish, this heter, just like the Gemara in Yevamis, speaks out clearly the heter of a yotzei laderach. Now, it's move on me'elov that some of these answers that the Rishonim say to answer the question from Tibodek of Rabbi Shua and Daf Tezayin on Rabbi Bar Barachana, some of the answers of the Rishonim can also answer Tosis Kasha of Hizartem, Lamashal. The Balamor's Teres of Tviya Havi Kibedika, if Tviya is like a Bedika, so that answers Tosis Kasha. Either it didn't Prisha, Samach Levest, and now the Vest passed. Okay, but if she makes a bedika, if Vestis Rabbanon, if she makes a bedika, then it's mutter and tviya havi kibedika. Or the svar of the Ritva, that mechudish tika Ritva, that over here we're talking about a bomb in aderech, and a bomb in aderech, we're matir, even b'shas the vest. So then there's no kasha from Prisha Samuch le vest. But l'mashal, the Ravitz Teretz of Yeshena will not help for Taisa's kasha, because avada there's a din Prisha Samuch le vest, even by Yeshena. So now that the vest passed, what does it help me that she's Yeshena? That Teretz of the Ravid will only help Klape the Kasha of Tibadei. Chazal were not matzrich to be mitzar her to wake her up to make the bedika. But if there's a chashash that she was roya, chashash roasa, avada Klape that, the Ravid's Teretz doesn't help. And that's like we said before from the Paris Rimonim, that Tosfos agrees that you don't have, that's why Tosfos didn't ask the question from Tibadei. Because he learned like the Ravid that we're talking about Yeshena, but still he asked from Vihizarta. Next inyan. There's a big kasha that has to be addressed. What's pshat in the Manda Omar that Vestis Drabonon? In Kolatera Kula, we know that something that happens three times, one after the other, becomes established with a din of chazaka, that now we're chayshish, that's going to continue happening. For example, a shor that gored three times becomes a muid, and now it has a chazaka ligach. So, if a woman three times in a row had a riyah of yom chaf, every 20 days she saw, this happened three times in a row. So why don't you say that now she's muchzekes to see then in 20 days from now to see again? What's pshat in the mandom of Vestis Drabono? Why should it be different than Kol HaTorah Kula? So there's many mahalchim that the Achronim say. The Noida B'Yehuda in Kama Tzimun Nun Hei that we mentioned says that the pshat in Vestis Drabonon is because Kenega the Chazaka of Oirach Bizmanoi Ba, we have a cheskas tire of the isha, and therefore we're maimed the isha on her cheskas tire. Only the gabe the din prisha samach levest, which is a question of shema yomos of shema tire. That's the future. On that, I don't have a chazaka. But once the vest passed, I shtel her on her chazaka. There's a chazaka de meikara. The Achronim are bothered with this Noida B'Yehuda. First of all, the Parnes Rimonim in Pischei Nida Oy Zayin asks that even if you put the woman on her Cheskas Taira, Kineged the Chazok of Erech Bezman Oy Ba, it should be a Sofik HaShokol. So she should still be Asura Misofik, just like any Sofik Isser Taira that we go Lahachmir. Why are we being maimed her on her cheskas taira, kenega the chazak of erech bezman eba? It should be a suffix. The Shara Yosher in Shar Beis at the end of Perek Ches even asks more. He says that it makes sense that the chazak of erech bezman eba should be stronger than a cheskas taira, because the chazak of erech bezman eba is a cheskas birer. It's a chazak that's mevarer to us. It tells us what we should expect. It's mevarer to us. It should have a din like a roiv. And maybe it's even better than a roiv. It's not like a cheskas taira, which is a chazaka d'meikara, which is a din, which is a hanhaga. We should go after a cheskas birer and be machria that the isha saw on her yom havest. The Chavez Das in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet Sivkot and Yud wants to say a different reason than the Noida B'Yehuda why Vestis Rabbanon, that since the woman didn't have a hargosha that the dam came out of her b'shas vesta. So therefore, that's a reisa on the chazak of erech bismanoi ba. We know that the Gemara says later on Nunzayin Amud Beis, in order for a woman to be Temeo Midei Raisa, she needs a Hargosha, she needs to feel the dam, different stodom, what Hargosha is. But Al Kolponim, she needs Hargosha. So since she didn't feel anything, so there's a Reisa on the Erech Bezmano Iba, and that's why the Mandomra Vestis Drabonon holds that on a Dei Raisa Dika level, she's not Temeo. There's questions on this Mahalach of the Chavis Das as well, that it should come out that according to the Chaveis Das, what would be if she was Matil Meiraglayim during the Oinas HaVest? The Gemara says later on Nusayin Omid Beis, that Meiraglayim could mask a Hargosha. It could be that she really had a Hargosha and just she didn't realize it because she thought that it was Hargoshas Meiraglayim. Now, every woman is Matil Meiraglayim during the Oinas HaVest. So, if you're telling me that the whole heter, Vestis Rabbanon, is geboit on the fact, Midaloi Argisha, what's the raya? She was Matil Meiraglayim, and maybe she was Margish then, and she didn't realize it. Therefore, the Achroinim, the Chsam Sefer, in Chuvis, in Yeridea Simon Kufmen Beis, in Dibra Maschel Mihu, and also Al Derech Zeh, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Shuvis Chelik Aleph Simon Samach, and the Chazanish, in Yerideo Simon Pei Oy Zayin, they all say along the same lines. I'll read the lashon of the Chazanish that he says that Kivan Shahayomim Chalukin B'Maychol Uvemishte Uveshinui Ho'Avir Asher Kol Eila Alulin L'Shanay Says Mane Horio V'Lochein Ein Lohitzio Meches Kasa. He says there could be many different factors that could affect a woman's ria, her eating, drinking, the changing of the avir. All these things can affect her ria. So therefore, you can never say that it's carved in stone that just because this is what happened the last 3 months, this is what's going to continue to happen. All kinds of factors can change the woman's rias, and maybe the past 3 months she did something, and those rias had to do with that temperature or what she ate, and therefore you cannot say when it comes to Vestis that it's a regular chazaka, and therefore the Mandomar Vestis Drabonon holds that it's only Midrabonon. The Chazanish wants to say that even the Mandomar Vestis Doiraisa agrees to this, that it's not really a good chazaka. So why does he hold Vestis Deiraisa? Zogt er in Simen Pei Oischof, V'yesh loymer de taimai di dey kedepirish Rashi, Tohoyo lahem kabola halacha l'meishem Yisinai. It's a halacha l'meishem Yisinai. It's not a svara. Misvara, the Mando Omar, Vestis Deiraisa, we would not have said misvara that it has a din vest. It's a halacha l'meishem Yisinai. The halacha said that she needs a bedika. Who could have matzinu in an abedika bezav v'zava? The cost with abedika whom in a Torah, just like a zav and a zava, in their zayin nekiyim need bedikas. The chihechi da hasam b'loy bodka ikal amand amar de seiseres svirasa. Just like over there, if she doesn't make a bedika, there's a amand amar that says that ruins the count. Even though there's really no reason to be choishes for a ria, aval kainu mitzvah habedika shaloi nachzik betayra vadois achetivdoik. But that's the mitzvah bedika that we're not machzik in a tayra vadois until she makes the bedika. So too, when it comes to the yom avest, she's not yotze misafik ria until there's a tayra vadois, which is through a bedika. So he says, just like when it comes to bedika zava zava, it's enough with bedika shachris va'arvis, even though maybe she could have seen in between and it just fell to the ground, but still the Torah wasn't mechayiv except for a raya in the beginning of the day and a raya in the end. So too when it comes to the bedika of the yom avest, it's enough with the tchilas avest and the soif. The Chazon Ish is coming to answer a major kasha that the Aruch Laner is bothered with and others. What in the world, how in the world does it help the inyan of bedikas on the Yom HaVest? You make a bedikah in the beginning of the day and the end of the day, shkoyach, but she could have seen sometime in the middle of the day. How does that help? She has a 12-hour vest. How does it help to make bedikah shachris v'arvis? Maybe she had a real middle of the day and it was nafal aretz. So some want to say, oh, she needs a meich dachuk. The Chavis Das wants to say that she needs a meich dachuk the whole day. The Cheshek Shloimeh we mentioned on Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph wants to say she needs a meich dachuk. Zok the Chazon Ish, no. It's not a real chashash ria. The Mando Omar that holds Vestis Deiraisa B'Yisoy Radover is Moida to the Mando Omar Vestis Rabbanon that this is a Shvache Chazaka. There could be all kinds of things that could have caused it. The food, the drink, the atmosphere, the temperature. There's so many different factors involved. It's not a real Chazaka. It's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that says that she has to make a Bedika. The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai says she has to make a Bedika, and what? It's a Din. That we're not going to give her a din taira vadois unless she did something, some sort of a raya. As long as she had some sort of a raya, she made a bedika betchila v'saif, then she's going to be muteres. In other words, we're not dealing with a real chashash ria, midin chazakis of kol ha-teira kula. Really, it's a shvache chazaka. It's a dinaza. It's a halacha l'maisha misinai that says we're not going to be machziker b'taira v'ados unless she makes bedikis. So the Torah said it's enough. Making bedikis beginning and end of the day, that's enough of a raya. If we would be dealing with a real ernstich shashriya, it's a real festich hazaka, you're right. How does it help? Bedika beginning and end. Obrezak the Chazon Ish, we're not dealing with a real chashashriya, be'etzem a chazaka alimta. It's a halacha l'maisha misinai that says that unless she does something to verify her taira, a bedika shachris varvis, we're not going to be machzik her betaira. We're going to be chayshish for a ria. And that's why the Chazon Ish names on that when Tosfos says on Daf Tezvava Med Aleph that l'mandama vestis deiraisa it blives vaday roasa, zok the Chazon Ish that that's only midrabanon. Midrabanon, we dan it like vaday roasa. But a vadana deiraisa dika level, Tosfos is moida to Rashi. The halacha l'moshe misinai only says machzikino lo betum asafik. It can't be more than a safik on a deiraisa dika level. It's a shvache chazaka. That's the sheet of the Chazon Ish. We did mention that there's a shverkeit to learn Tosfos like the Chazon Ish because Tosfos on Tesvava Mitbeis and Dimra Maschel Behemto Yecheles says that Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai by a Durabonon. Tosfos says in one Teretz. So if you tell me that the whole Vadai Roasa is only Midrabonon, then why does Tosfos say that Rabbi Yochanan on Amid Beis that says that Baila Mechashev Yemei Vestu Ba'aleha, that he has to count the 7 days, enough time for her to be Toivol, and then he could live with her. Zok Tosfos, that Rabbi Yechanan has to hold Vestis Drabonon. If you hold Vestis Deiraisa, so then it applies Vadei Roasa, ain't Sofik Meitzi Midei Vadei. But according to the Chazon Ish, it's only a Vadei Roasa Midrabonon. And Tosfos says, on Amid Beis in one side, that on a Vadei Drabonon, you say Sofik Meitzi Midei Vadei. So that's a hechacha that Tosfos must have held that Vestis Deiraisa means that it's a Vadei Roasa on a Deiraisa Dika level. What do we do with the Raya of the Chazon Ish from Tosfos on Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph Dibur Amaschel Alma? Tosfos says Alma Vestis Deiraisa. This is going in the first Lashon of the Gemara. We see Vestis Deiraisa, Zok Tosfos, Hashto Sovar. Now the Gemara holds that Hod Nokat Roasa Lashminon de Chayshesh Nuriyasa. Why did we say Roasa? If you hold Vestis Deiraisa, why do you need her to be Roasa? Even if she didn't see, we should be chayshish. So why does it say Isha Sheyesh Laves Vigia Shasvest of Leibad called the Besayf Roasa? If you hold Vestis Deiraisa, so why do we need Roasa? Zok Tosfos, Hashta Sovar Hodu Nokat Roasa Lashminon de Chayshesh Neriyasa that the reason why we said Ra'asa is to tell me that she also has to be Chayshashas L'Riyasa. And we don't consider it as if it was Vaday Ra'asa Mizman HaVest. Avada, even by Loi Ra'asa, she's also Chayshashas, because Vest is Tairaisa. But we want to bring out a Chiddush that she also has to be Chayshashas L'Riyasa. Don't think that it blives like Vaday Ra'asa Mizman HaVest, that now she only has to be Chayshash for the Vest. No, she also has to be Chayshash for the Riyah. Sakta Chazanish, we're going over here in Vestis Deiraisa. And still Taisus says that V'loi Chashvinu L'akilu V'adei Ro'asom Yizman HaVest. Sakta Chazanish, that's a riot to what I'm saying. That since the whole V'adei Ro'asom is only Midrabanon, so we're not going to be Soymech on that V'adei Ro'asom L'hokel, to say that she doesn't have to be Chesheshes L'riyasa. Over here to say that it blives a V'adei Ro'asom, to say that you should only be Chesheshes L'Vesta and not L'riyasa, that's already going L'kula. The Rabbanon are not going to be machmir to say Vadei Ro'asa, where it's going to be come out from that akula. Over here, that chumra is bali de kula, so over here, avada, we have to be machmir also to be cheshesh l'riyasa. But if we naman, like we're saying, not like the Chazanish, based on Taisus on Tesvavam and Beis, that the Vadei Ro'asa of Taisus is midai raisa, so what do you do with this raya from Taisus on Tezainom and Aleph? Says the Pnei Toyar on Daf Tezvava Med Aleph that there's a chilek, that the Gemara on Tezvava Med Aleph was talking about Abba Min Aderech. And by Abba Min Aderech, you could say it's more chomer because there's a chashash that maybe she really saw and had a hargosha. And because her husband was out of town, so it was Loi Ram Yonafsha. So there were Toyle Bevadai that she was Rasa. Mashain came when it was Ovar Vesta. Then it's only a tumas safik, meaning based on the svara of the Chaves Das that midoloy argisha, that's why it's only a safik. So ante zaynom et aleph, we're talking about a woman whose husband is in the city, and the Gemara said ante zvavim et aleph, when the husband is in the city, so then the woman is ramya nafsha. So the fact that she didn't have a hargosha is a raya that she didn't have a riyah. Masha Inkein on Tezvavim at Aleph, where the Baal wasn't in the city. So like the Binas Odom says in Shar Beis Hanoshim Ois Yud Ches, that Svara blibes Aliba de Emes, that's when a husband is not in the city, Loi Ramya Anafsha Ubodka, so since she's not Ramya Anafsha, so therefore we are Chayshish B'Tairas Vadai Midai Raisa for a Ria. Next inyan, lahalacha, the Mechaber says in Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, Sif Tes, that Omar Haves V'loi Bodka V'loi Hergisha Tahira B'loi Bedika. If let's say a woman who has a vest, the vest passed and she didn't make a Bedika, and she wasn't Margish, she's Tahar without a Bedika. Which, as we mentioned, is the Sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, that they hold once it's over Haves, we pass Kinvestis Drabonon, and it's totally mutter, even without a bedika. V'yesh oimim sh'asura at shetivdoik, that's the other Rishonim. The Ramban and others, they hold that no, tibodik of Rabbi Shua means that she's osur l'asura l'baylo at shetivdoik. If she has a vest kavua, then she's osur until she makes a bedika. So over here, in Kuf Pei Dalet, Siftes, the Mechaber brings 2 days. However, in Simen Kuf Pei Tes Sif Dalid, the Mechaber says that by a vest kavua, Afa Pisha Avra Inosay V'loi Hergisha Asura L'Shamesh Ad Shetivdoik V'Timtza Tahira. So over there, he says him like the second Shita. So that's his Hachra, that by a vest kavua she's Asura L'Shamesh Ad Shetivdoik. However, by a vest She'enoy Kavua, the Mechaber says that if the vest passes and she didn't make a bedika, then she is muteris. But by a oina beninis, it has a din like a ves kavua, that she's asura l'shamesh ad shetivdaik. Now, what's the gather of this isser, that by a ves kavua, if the ves passed and she didn't make a bedika, she's asura? One way to understand it is, because we're chayshish, that we're chayshish that she had a riyah, and the inyan of the bedika is to be mevarer, that she didn't see. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is, no, it's not really being mevarer that she didn't see, but rather, if in order to strengthen the takana to make a bedika b'shas havest, Chazal said that she's going to be asura l'shamesh ad shetivdek, otherwise women will just won't take it seriously. They won't make the bedika, because anyway, bedievet, she's mutara. So Chazal said, asura l'shamesh ad shetivdek, not to be mevarer that she didn't see, but to be mailim, to strengthen the original takana. The nafkamina is, does it help for her to make the bedika many days after the vest? Or do we say, no, how's that going to be mevarer that she didn't see? The kaisle beis arechem are not maimed the dam so long. So she had a vest a week ago. Maybe since then she had a riyah. What does it help to make a bedika a week later? So it's taka, machlekes ha-paiskim. The Rashba and Bayez Zayin at the end of Shar Gimel. And the Eshkol and Hilchas Nido, Simen Lamed Gimel, the Beis Yosef and Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Tes Vav, and the Taz in Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, Sif Katan, Yud Beis, all say that even if she made the Bedika many days later, Ovar Zman Merubah, it's still okay. However, the Ra'ah in Beraka Bayis and Bayis Zayin Shar Beis says, V'im Bodka B'Seich Zman Sheregila Boi Shenimshach Lo Nidosa, he says that it only helps if she checked within the time that she's regila, that her nidos last. For example, let's say her derech is to see 5 or 6 days. That's how long her period stretches for. So then the bedika helps b'meshech that amount of days that is the derech of the dam to flow from her. But once that amount of days pass, it won't help a bedika because it's not the derech of the vest to be nimshach that far. So what's the bira machlaikis? Zuck the sefer chut shani in simin kuf pei dalid siftes. He says along these lines that the bira, the machlaikis is the geder of the bedika that Chazal were matzrich lacher shavar haves kavua. Is it to be mevara that she didn't see? That's what the ra'ah holds. Or is it just to be mailim to strengthened the original din bedika b'shas haves? We're not being mevara that she didn't see. We just, Chazal said that she's not going to be muteris unless she makes a bedika in order to push her to make the bedika b'shas haves. So even if you make the bedika, this mamaru, but still good. Another nafkamina would be that the prisha says in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Katan Yud Ches that if she's kincha paneha shel mato la'achar shavar haves, bedika doesn't help. That means if she washed herself out, she did a rechitza, and she washed herself out after the vest passed, then bedika doesn't help anymore. Because how's it going to be mevarer that she didn't see? She cleaned herself out. But the Bach says, no, the prisha was mechadesh achidesh din. That's not true. The Bach says that it's okay. The bedika will work even if she already cleaned herself out. Again, that the L'chayr, it's totally in this. If the gather of the bedika is to be mevarer that she didn't see, zok the prisha, it's not, there's no birur over here. But if it's just to be mailim, to be mechazik, the din bedika b'shas havest, then I don't care that she washed herself out. Another maramakim in this inyan is the pardes rimayim in simen kuf pei zayin, kuf pei dalid, in Mikshas of Sivkot and Yud Beis, that he says, like that sad, that the point of the Bedika, La'achar Shavar HaVest, is not to be Mevarer anything, Lin in the Yom HaVest, rather they were Mesakin to be Baidik, in order to be Mechazik their Takana, that the women should be Baidik B'Shas HaVest.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
This shiur will be a hashlama to some of the inyonim that we didn't get to on Daf Tezayin. The Mishnah says at the bottom of Tezayin Omed Aleph, Beishamei oimrim tzricha beiz edim al kol tashmish v'tashmish, oi tishamesh l'or haner. So Rashi, Shnei Edim Chadoshim Al Kol Tashmish Echad Lefon of Echad LaAchrov Ulamachar Tain Bohem. She needs two new Edim for every single Tashmish, one before, one after, and then she checks them the next day. Or she's Meshamish Loraner V'Tivdoik Lachar Tashmish Eid Shekim Chobay, and then she checks after Tashmish the Eid that she was Mekaneach with. So she has a choice. Either she needs two Edim Chadoshim for every single Tashmish, one before, one after, and then she checks it the next day. Or she can check after each Tashmish and then reuse the aid. Not sure why Rashi uses a Loshen Yochid. V'tivdak lacha Tashmish aid shekimcha bo'en l'chayru should have said aidim shekimcha bo'en. Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel oimrim daya b'shnei aidim kol alayla. So Rashi, Echad lifnei tashmish rishon v'echad lachar tashmish achron. One before the first tashmish of the night, one after the last tashmish. V'af agav demeshameshes v'lo yodo yichazoi beini ubeini bein the beishamai bein the beishilo. Aye, she's being meshameshes and she doesn't know if she saw in between, both according to beishamai and beishilo. According to beishamai, she's only checking them in the morning. She could be mishamish the whole night. According to Beis Hillel, she checks once at the beginning of the night, once at the end of the night. What's with the interim? Zok Rashi lo yichbis lon de lo yhutzruchu livdoik elo lechaymer tyrus. It doesn't bother us because the whole tzairach of Adika was only lechaymer tyrus. It's not lebailo anyway. Comes along Tosis and Dibra Maslow Beishama Abram and has many kashas on Rashi. One of Tosis's questions is that it's mavur in the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that only the Tznuos needed Edim Chadoshim before every single Tashmish. Why is Rashi saying in Beis Shammai that she needs Shnei Edim Chadoshim Al Kol Tashmish Echad Lefon of Echad LaAchrov? Oh, the Gemara says over there that regular Noshim reuse the same aid before every Tashmish, and it's only the Tznuos that were Matzrich Edim Chadoshim before each Tashmish. So Rashi is being mefarish by Shammai that they need Edim Chadoshim. That's only halacha for Tznuos. Tosis has other kashas as well. Therefore, Tosis argues on Rashi and says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not talking about the Bedikah Shalifnei Tashmish, because in that there's no machlokes between them. According to everybody, you need a Bedikah Lifnei Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. Me'ikar adin, it doesn't have to be an Eid Chodosh, and the Tznuos are machmer on themselves to need an Eid Chodosh. So that's why Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not talking about the Eid Shalifnei Tashmish, because on that there's no machloikis. The machloikis is only about the Bedikah La'achar Tashmish. Beis Shammai holds that you need Eidim Chadoshim, Echad Loi V'Echad Lo, La'achar Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. And the Shnei Eidim is going one for him, one for her. Beis Hillel hold that even though they have to check after every single Tashmish, but still it's enough with two Edim the whole night because you don't need Edim Chadoshim. So according to Tosfos, Beis Hillel is not being matir by just doing one Bedikah before the first Tashmish and one Bedikah after the last Tashmish. Everyone's maskim that you need a Bedikah after every single Tashmish. The Machlokes is just, do you need new Edim? Echad loy v'echad lo l'achar kol tashmish v'tashmish. That's what Beis Shammai holds. And Beis Hillel holds that, no, they could reuse the same Edim again and again. Tosis and Dibra Maschil Bodka on Amud Beis seems to have two tzadim. What's the din if she wants to be Meshamish Miyad Achar Tashmish Rishain, can she be Seimich on the Bedika of after the previous Tashmish that she doesn't have to be Boidik again before the Tashmish Sheni? Taisa seems to have two tzadim in that, but only if she's being Meshamish Miyad. That means if she just made a Bedika after one Tashmish and now she's being Meshamish Miyad Achar that Tashmish, so Ken Zayin that the Bedika Shal Achar Tashmish Rishain could help as the Bedikah Shalifnei Tashmish Hasheni. The sheet of the Ramban is that when Beis Shammai says that she needs two Edim Al Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish, their kavanah is also to be koil of the Bedikah Lifnei Tashmish. And that aid that she uses to be Baidik Lifnei Tashmish, she uses over also La'acha Tashmish. And the Eid Hasheni is for the Baal to be Baidik Acha Tashmish. And that Bedika, that she checks herself before Tashmish, Zokter Ramban, she has to check it La'or Hayoim Bein Hashmashis, if it's still day, or La'or Haner, if she started after it already got dark. Because the Bedika Rishayna Zokter Ramban is Af Labal. It's only the other Bedikas that are only Letairis. The Ramban says that this Tapei Shammai says that she could wait till the next morning. That's not going on the first Bedika. The first Bedika of the night, that she has to check before Tashmish, because that Bedika is also Labal. So the only the rest of the Bedika, she can wait till the next day to check if there's dam. And after the first Bia, she doesn't have to check before every other Tashmish. It's enough just to be Boidik, La'achar kol Tashmish v'Tashmish. And Rabban says two svaris for this. One is because it's enough with one Bedika lo'ina achas. Daya Bedika achas lo'ina achas. V'oid, he says, that the Bedika after one Tashmish helps to be considered the Bedika before the Tashmish of afterwards. And Beis Hillel holds that it's enough with two Edim the whole night, one for her that she checks before the Tashmish Rishon, and one after the Tashmish Achron, like Rashi said, and one for him to be Boidik L'achar Tashmish Achron. And afterwards, the Ramban brings B'Shem the Rambam, that he explains al derech what Tosis said B'Shem the Rashbam, that even Beis Hillel is Maida that she needs to check after every single Tashmish, just that you don't need it to be Edom Chadoshim. Beis Shammai holds that it has to be Edom Chadoshim after every Tashmish, and Beis Hillel argues it doesn't have to be Edom Chadoshim, but everyone agrees that you need a Bedika after every single Tashmish. The Gemara says in Amud Beis that Omar Av Abba, Omar Av Chia Barashi, Omar Av, Bodka Be'ed V'Ovad, Asura L'Shamei Shad Shetivdoik. If she made a Bedika with an aid, and then it got lost, it's also for her to be Meshamish until she makes another Bedika. Maskev Lo Ravilo, Ilu Isa Miloi Meshamsha, V'Afgav Delo Yodo, Hashtonami Teshamish. Even if the aid would be around, would she not be allowed to be Meshamish even without checking it? So even though she doesn't know whether she saw? So now also, who cares who is Ovad? She checks the next morning anyway. So she doesn't, she anyway doesn't know. So who cares if it was Ovad? That if you have the Eid Lefoneinu and tomorrow she'll check it, so that will help Letairis. And also, if you'll find Dam, Tashmish, he'll know to bring a Chatos. But if it was Ovad the Eid, then it's Ein Mechicha Kayam. So if you're going to say that she could be Meshamish, so what was the Takanas Chachamim over here? Ma Takanas Chachamim Yeshkan, Derehi Kimayshon Loi Bodka. It's as if she didn't make a Bedika. So according to Rashi, that the Mishnah is going also on the Bedika Lifnei Tashmish, and still Beishamim Beisilah said, Manichose Adlamachar Uta Ayin Boy, and she doesn't need to check it before Tashmish, so it's very good what Rav Abba was saying. That if you have Mechicha Kayom, so then she's Muteris L'Shamesh. But when it's Ein Mechicha Kayom, it's Asura L'Shamesh Ad Shetivdik. Also, according to the Tosis, B'Shem the Rashbam and the Rambam, that even according to Beis Hillel, she has to be Boidik after every single Tashmish, just that it doesn't have to be Edim Chadoshim. So you can say that this Gemara is going on the Bedika de La'achar Tashmish, that if she made a Bedika La'achar Tashmish, and the Mechicha is Kayom, then she doesn't have to make a Bedika before the next Tashmish. Because the Bedika after the Tashmish Rishon helps to be considered a Bedika before the Tashmish, before the next Tashmish. But if it's Ovad Ho'ed, after the Tashmish, so then it's Asura L'Shamesh, the Biyoshniya, until she makes another Bedika. But according to the Ramban, it's Tzorach Bir, what's going on over here? Because the Ramban holds that the Bedika Lifnei Tashmish, she has to check it before Tashmish. The original Bedika that she makes in the night, she has to check it before Tashmish. So even if it's Mechicha Kayam, she's not allowed to be Meshamish without being Ma'ayan in it. So you can't say that the Gemara is talking about the Bedika of Kaidim Tashmish, because what does that have to do with Ovad? even if it's loyavad, she anyway has to check it. And you also can't learn, like we said in the Rashbam and the Rambam, that it's going on the bedikah of achar tashmish. And the shaila is, can she use that aid to pater her from the bedikah of the next tashmish? So we're saying, if the aid is kayam, good. But if it's not kayam, she's going to have to make a bedikah before the next tashmish. But you can't say that according to the Ramban, because the Ramban holds like Rashi, that according to Beis Hillel, you do not have to check except before the first tashmish and after the last tashmish. So what's the Gemara talking about? If it's going on the bedikah lifnei tashmish, then even if the aid is around, you have to check it. You have to check it. And Elamai, it's going on the bedikas in the middle of the night, that what? That if she makes a bedikah achar one tashmish, so if the aid would be around, then you could be samech on that for the next tashmish. But now that it's not around, you can't. According to Beis Hillel, lahalacha, she doesn't have to make bedikas in between the tashmishim. It's only before the first tashmish and after the last. So what's going on over here? So Ayin Beramban, that he talks about this, the Ritva explains al darkei shel haramban. And he says that we're talking about an isha that was machmer on herself to check achar tashmish. And the reason of Beis Hillel that he says that it's enough with one bedika at the end of all the tashmishim is because lefisha osu kulon kitashmish echad. Because we look at the whole night like one long tashmish. But this lady that was machmer on herself and she checked in between, so then she made herself as if she's mafsekes and making every tashmish like an eganezach. So if so, she needs a bedika before the tashmish that's after the bedika. Just that if it would have been mechicha kayam, so then the bedika that's after one tashmish would be considered like a bedika before the next tashmish. But now that it was avad, so it's asura l'shamesh ad shetivdaik. So that's where it's negeya, the chilek of the Gemara, mechicha kayim or not mechicha kayim. Where the lady was machmer on herself, and she made a bedika after one tashmish. So she just hacked up that tashmish from the next tashmish. Now it's not considered like one big tashmish throughout the night. She just was made a hefsik. So now that's mechayiv her now to make a bedika before the next tashmish. So if you have mechicha kayim, I say, since she just made a bedika after this tashmish, that helps for the next tashmish as well. But now that it's ein mechicha kayam, it was ovad ha'ed, so now she's going to have to make a new bedikah. And the Ritva compares this to an isha that was shimsha. She was mishamish, and then she stopped. And afterwards, she was nimlecha l'shamish oid pam. Zok the Ritva, avada, she has to make a bedikah before the new tashmish, even according to Beis Hillel. Means Beis Hillel is saying a yisoid that lefisha osu kulan ketashmish echad. The whole night's tashmish is like one tashmish. But if it's ogehakt, either with a nimlecha, she changed her mind. They decided that's it, no more tashmishim this night. And then afterwards, they changed their mind. Then she's going to need a new bedika. So too, if she made a bedika after one tashmish, that makes a hefsik, that now she would need a bedika before the next tashmish, just that if the bedika shalachar, the previous tashmish, is still around, so that could blib like the bedika before the next tashmish. But if it's ein mechicha kayam, so then she's going to have to make a new bedika after the next tashmish. Now, just a ha'ara, b'negeya Rashi in the beginning of the parak, that Rashi said, kol ayad hamar belivdaik b'noshim mishubachas. So Rashi said, kol ayad hamar belivdaik shebeidekes tomit shemo roaso b'noshim mishubachas, shemitoich kach loyosin lidei sofik tumo, because she's constantly checking, she won't come lidei sofik tumo, ubailo loyosin lidei yisura, and her husband won't come lidei yisura. So we were bothered. Rashi's saying that the inyan of the bedika is so that her baal shouldn't come lidei yisura. I thought the whole inyan of bedikis was just for an asuka b'tairis. So we said, yeah, but since the Gemara says on Yud Aleph Amud Beis that the isha asuka b'tairis, the migu de boya bedika le tairis, boya nami bedika le baila, that migu, that a isha that's asuka b'tairis, needs a bedika for tairis, so she needs a bedika labayla also. So we said, oh, so since she needs a bedika labayla also, so that's what Rashi's saying, that the mile of the bedika is, that now her baal won't come lidei isura. But I'm not sure if that's a good enough teretz, because lamaisa I see in Rashi over here at the bottom of Tezayinom at Aleph, that Rashi says, how are they mutter to be mashamish throughout the night? Both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. She has shnei edim chadoshim al kol tashmish, echel afonav echel achrov, according to Beis Shammai, lomachar tayin bohem. According to Beis Hillel, there's one before the first tashmish, one after the last tashmish. But what's with the beini ubeini? How do you know what's going on? How are they allowed to be mashamish? She never checked it. Zok Rashi, lehutzichu lived like ella lechaymer tyrus. I see over here in Rashi that it's not lebailo. It's just lechaymer tyrus, and the baal is totally mutter to do it. So even though it says that migu debaya bedika tyrus, boya nami bedika lebailo, but lemaisa, it's not really an ernst of chashash lebailo. So I'm a little novach over here. I'm not sure how to put these two things together. Mitzad Echad Rashi in the beginning of the parak says that the point of making the bedika so that the baal shouldn't come lidei isura, and yet Rashi over here says is being mechiyak from the Mishnah that it's just lechaymer tyrus. It's really not lebaila. This is adayin tzarech ian by me.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.